The situation has evolved during the last month, and you've seen in the media that the number of cases is decreasing, the number of deaths is decreasing. And therefore, there is a feeling of relief in some of these communities, although we know that the situation is still fragile and very volatile, and everybody has to keep the vigilance very, very high so that it doesn't flare up again.
And when we look to the agricultural sector, what is the state of those areas at this point?
Particularly in Guinea, when we did our impact assessment in the country, the impact was around overall for cereal was around 3 to 4% reduction, while it was a little bit higher in the most affected areas of Guinea, such as Zerekore, where the drop in rice production was around 8.5%. What was more important during the crisis was not so much the impact on the production per se, but the impact on the market chains, the impact on the trade. And this is what has really affected these communities. The fact that they couldn't trade their products, the fact that the prices in most of the places were decreasing because of less demand in the markets and because of surplus in other places, surplus due to the control measures, the quarantines, and the border closure.
And going back to this agreement, World Bank is providing $5 million specifically for the work in Guinea. What will the money be used for exactly?
So at the regional level, we've developed a regional program to address the impact of Ebola on the food security and agricultural sector. This Ebola program has four main pillars. The first one is about social mobilization and sensitization. The second one is about boosting agricultural production. The third one is about increasing the resilience of vulnerable communities. And the fourth one is about coordination. In the case of this program from the World Bank in Guinea, it does answer at least three, if not the four, different components of the program and of the direction and strategy that was designed by FAO to respond to this crisis. We are at a point in time where we shouldn't decrease our vigilance. This disease might flare up again and might spread again to many different places. We will sensitize around 240,000 people to these prevention measures regarding the transmission of the disease. The second component of this World Bank project in Guinea that will be about boosting the agricultural production. People, they lost their incomes. They lost their source of revenues. And therefore, now they have difficulties to prepare for the next agricultural season. Then the third dimension of this program will be about increasing the resilience. As an example, this program will help create job opportunities and will support 2,000 young workers through a cash for work approach.
I wonder if the money raised for this initiative is enough, in your opinion, to support these Ebola-stricken countries.
If we speak generally of the three most affected countries, not just Guinea, let's say for the region, the money that has been raised so far is certainly not sufficient. We've just mobilized a little bit more than $10 million for a program which is $42 million, approximately. It was very normal that so far most of the resources were directed towards the health sector and the people who were working days and nights on stopping the transmission of the disease. From now onwards, the emphasis and the focus will have to be placed always on this public health dimension, but also on the socioeconomics and also on the recovery of the agricultural sector. So this is where FAO has a bigger role to play.